the small southern Indiana town of Du Bois is honoring the memory of Corporal Eric Leakin, who was killed last month in Iraq. Some residents are taking part in an impromptu memorial, which started the night the family heard the news. Andrew Yeager of member station WNIN in Evansville reports.
At the Leakin home, small American flags protrude from the front yard along the roadside. Family and friends gather under a grove of pine trees in the backyard. Erica Merkel was a friend of Eric Leakin's growing up. She was a cheerleader when he was a basketball player. And they also worked together at the same restaurant in high school. 2 years ago, before leaving for Afghanistan, Eric stopped to say goodbye to Merkel, and a few months later, on a whim, Merkel sent him an email just to check and see how he was doing.
Just took that one email, and it went from once a week to twice a week to three times a week to every day. So it just that one little, I don't know.
Merkel says that Eric Leakin told her that knowing she was waiting for him to come home was his motivation. She calls him the perfect guy. Her family loved him. He always had a smile on his face. And despite being overseas, he began sending flowers and poems.
He would send cards every once in a while just to let me know he's thinking about it. Even though we talked, you know, 5-10 times a day and text each other all day long, he would still, you know, let me know how much he cared. And that meant a lot. It meant a lot.
Even before being back in the same country together, they began to talk about marriage. When Leakin returned home for a visit, the two were inseparable. Distance separated them once again when Eric went to Iraq. But they planned to get together at the Marine base in Hawaii after Leakin returned from Iraq in the fall.
He was debating if he wanted to re-enlist or not. So we were going to start there and just see where it took him from there. So yeah, we had a future together.
That future was cut abruptly short when the 23-year-old was killed April 22nd while on a combat operation in Al Anbar province, Iraq. By all accounts, Eric Leakin was the kind of guy who could always pull a smile out of you. He loved to hunt and fish and was very outgoing. Bill Hoeksang, his high school basketball coach, says Eric was a jokester, a cut-up. But when the ball went up in the air, it was all business. Before one big game, Hoeksang remembers asking each player what he knew about his opponent. Most responded, he's a post player, or he's a strong inside player. Eric went last, and he said,
well, my player's a little too cocky for his own good. And, you know, everybody busts out laughing, you know, because that's Eric. You know, he's like, he didn't care if the guy could shoot or could handle the ball. He just knew that this kid was a little cocky and he was going to put him in his place.
His brother Brent says Eric Leakin talked about joining the Marines since grade school, but others in the family say they were surprised with his decision. Even his father Jake says he didn't know until he woke them up at 4 a.m. to tell them the news.
I said, when are you thinking about doing this? I thought maybe it'd be a year or two. He said, I'm leaving in 3 weeks. 3 weeks and one day later, I took him over to Ferdinand and he got in the Marine Corps van and left. That's all I knew about it for just three weeks ahead.
Now, 3 years later, Jake points to the campfire in the backyard. The family started it the night they found out Eric died. Jake says the Native Americans had a tradition where a fire would be started when someone went off to war, and it was kept burning until that man returned. The Leakins aren't the only ones tending this makeshift memorial. Friends and neighbors are supplying wood and tending the fire. Until Eric Leakin's body returns to Du Bois, Indiana. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager.